Timothy White loved music and played an important part in the music world. He was the author of books about Bob Marley, the Beach Boys, and James Taylor, as well as a collection of musician profiles. He worked as a senior editor at Crawdaddy and Rolling Stone and spent the past 11 years as editor of Billboard magazine. Last Thursday, Timothy White died in his office of an apparent heart attack. He was 50 years old. As our remembrance of him, we're going to listen back to a brief excerpt of his 1995 interview about his book, The Nearest Faraway Place, Brian Wilson, The Beach Boys, and the Southern California Experience. One of the things you try to do in your new book is to see how the Beach Boys actually connected with surf culture. I mean, they became famous for their surf songs. What's your explanation for how Brian Wilson, with his fear of the ocean, ended up writing all these important surf songs?
What happened, and it was this was a family kind of a thing too, Dennis Wilson, Brian's brother, was a loner. And I got to know Dennis Wilson very well over the years. And he was really a searching and kind of unfinished personality, but he used to go down to the beach to sort of hang out as like a teenage vagabond or whatever. But the beach culture at that point in time, the late 50s and early 60s, and surfing was a big part of it. It wasn't this sportive, healthy, sun-kissed outdoor activity that people perceive it as now. As people that I talked to, the early surfers like the late Dewey Weber, explained to me, surf culture at that point in time took a lot of skill to surf, and it was especially hard because they were still surfing on the old hardwood boards and things like that. But more particularly, it was a kind of a vagrant culture in a way, really on the fringes of towns that were very tough, marginal towns in Southern California to begin with. And a lot of people hanging out on the beach, the beachcombers, they were AWOL from the Army. They were on the lam from, unhappy lives elsewhere. And they were really, it was an improvised culture on the beach and very much a bohemian nomad kind of a thing. And Dennis got to know it because of his own sense of being an outcast. And then he'd come back to Brian and to Mike Love, who later on surfed, as Dennis did, and explain his experiences and say, there's something going on here that you guys aren't really aware of, and it's really, really cool. But they didn't pay attention until it came down to specific moments in the studio when they were auditioning for people and showing what they had cooked up as a group, and people weren't terribly impressed, and Dennis stood up and said, surfing is a big thing. What if he did a song about surfing? Brian has this surf tune he's been working on. And they all turned to Dennis, meaning the band turned to Dennis, kind of gaping. And this was not Brian's ambition for himself. He wanted to be the next sort of pop Gershwin. And he wasn't interested in surfing. As you say, he was afraid of the water, had no interest in wave riding, didn't care to learn, wasn't interested in the bohemian culture that Dennis was kind of meandering through. But when he saw the reaction that other people had to Dennis's suggestions, he started to take it seriously.
Well, you actually brought with you a rehearsal session that the Beach Boys did. Maybe you could play some of that for us and talk with us a little about what you think we might listen for in it.
This is an outtake from the Beach Boys Party album. The Beach Boys are playing California Girls, Hootenanny style. And it's one of the rehearsal sessions for that Beach Boys Party album, which was very important because it was the first time that a usually important rock and roll band had let the public in on its private process and the interpersonal sense they had with each other.
Let's hear it. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California girls.
You gonna keep on singing after that?
Okay, rolling.
Sorry, let's just do it.
So exasperating. Hal's been here for 2 hours.
No, it's interesting to hear that. When the Beach Boys started recording, they were perceived as, you know, helping to define a certain aspect of surf culture. How are their records actually seen within surf culture in California?
They were admired for their harmonies. People liked the ballads. They were a well-regarded band, and they played at the local surf hops and things like that. But you got to understand that in most cases, the surfers themselves weren't making music. An exception is this fella, Dick Dale. He had a group called Dick Dale and the Deltones. He was a surfer. He had a guitar and stereo repair shop. But most surf music, as played by people like Dick Dale, they were instrumentals. They were very aggressive, almost caustic. Volume was a big factor, and they wanted to replicate the sound of the waves, the sensation of surfing. They weren't looking for pop ballads, per se. So the Beach Boys brought something pretty to something that was kind of less pristine.
Timothy White, recorded in 1995 after the publication of his book about the Beach Boys. White was the editor-in-chief of Billboard. He died of a heart attack Thursday at the age of 50. This is Fresh Air.